Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. You know, ever since I was little, I've always loved walking through fields of wildflowers and picking them. Well, the time to plant wildflowers that will bloom in spring is upon us. Tom and I will be discussing how to create a wildflower area in your landscape that will also attract butterflies and pollinators. We're taking your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. We'd love to hear your gardening questions. So we have Kelly at the controls, Tom McCubbin, Joni and I are hosting from our homes. Join us for gardening information you can use in Florida. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. The system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182. 800-238-9182. 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I am Teresa Watkins, and I am a horticulturist, landscape designer, and garden author, and every day this week was a happy horticultural day for me. I'm telling you, it was most interesting. I had plants that were delivered to my door this week. I had a slow-mound Mugo pine. Say that quickly. Slow-mound Mugo pine from Isolene Nursery. It is so cute. And I think I'm going to enjoy it in the garden, at least for a little while, not too long. I also received Plant Delights delivery of some beautiful Florida native plants and flowers that I'm going to put in the garden. And lots of interesting information from a turf grass seminar on a new type of St. Augustine grass that Tom and I are going to discuss. It's supposed to be drought tolerant, shade tolerant, and doesn't need cut every week. Sounds interesting, but Tom's going to put the little kibosh on that and say we're going to have to wait a little while, so we're going to see what's going on with that. It also took a timely opportunity for the Orange County Extension. Tia Silvasi, she is the Orange County Extension agent, and she provided the topic for the week, which is creating a wildflower meadow garden. So I had a fun week. I hope yours was good too as well. Let's start by giving you my favorite book recommendations for those of you who love gardening. My most reliable gardening books I've had for so long are Tom's Month by Month Gardening in Florida and Florida's Getting Started Garden Guide. And I have a Gardener's Compendium, which is my series on for garden writers, poets, readers, and trivia lovers out there. And it's just a nice book on if you like to put a note in or, you know, have a newsletter that you write for. It gives you lots of gardening quotes and anecdotes. So it's kind of a lovely series. Thank you for stopping by for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're waiting for your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered. The hour number one, we're going to be discussing the wildflower meadow and how to plant wildflower seeds. And then hour number two, we are going to be talking to Better Lawns and Gardens' good friend. Tom's guest is going to be Lance Walheim, who'll be talking about some planting tips and how to control caterpillars and aphids. Some of them have been reported in home plantings. And then the webpage is up for October 2020. Tom has features on starting your fall vegetables. Joni has a feature on paper wasps. If you don't know what one looks like, you can take a peek. You'll be very safe. No bites and no stings. There's also Tom's Gotta-Dos and what's blooming this month. So check out www.betterlawns.com. And you can also send your questions right to the website, and you can contact us directly that way. Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio and taking your phone calls. Tom and Joni are co-hosting from home. I'm in my library at home too. You can also text us at 23680 and go up on Facebook and go to Better Lawns and Gardens and like us, because that's really important for us. Good morning, Tom and Joni. How is your week?
Good morning. Hey. It's just fine. We want to tell everybody that you have a newsletter also people can get.
It is, and it's going to come out this weekend. So if you want to jump up off to my website, which is www.she-consulting.com, or just Google Teresa Watkins at She and go to my On the Air page on my website, and you'll see the podcast from Better Lawns and Gardens, and then also the newsletter. They can sign up for it there.
Good. Sounds like a good deal to me. Yeah, we had a great week, nice and cool. I kind of enjoyed it.
Yes.
Pleasant change, you might say. I know you've been a busy lady.
Been very busy this week, and I'm so enjoying the low humidity and just the cooler temperatures. I know Tony's appreciating when he's out on his walks, too, as well. And so it's been a great week. And Kelly, how was yours? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, mine was pretty incredible. Worked pretty hard trying to enjoy this cool weather we've been having.
I know. It's a great time for gardeners, that's for sure.
I was going to mention that.
Get out and work. Now, Teresa, you and Tony had a special play you went to last weekend.
We did. And this is so funny. I love how the universe flows. And so when we got married 14 years ago, we were in London and we did the theater district on the West End. And we went to so many different plays. We went to Chaucer's plays, Shakespeare, Globe Theater. And then we went to the Phantom of the Opera. And then we also enjoyed Spamalot with Tim Curry. And so just coincidentally, this weekend in Sanford at the Wayne Dench Performance Center, they were playing Spamalot again. So on our anniversary, we got to enjoy Spamalot, and it was a lot of fun. And so I recommend it if you ever have a chance to see it.
Yeah, good memories also, I'm sure. And you've got a special house project you're going to be working on in Winter Park. You want to tell us about that?
I am very excited about that. Thank you for bringing it up. I've been asked to design the landscape for my flipmyfloridayard.com. And this is where we go in, and in one day, we take a Cinderella house or a landscape that is not a Cinderella landscape, I should say, and change it into something beautiful. And we're going to be doing that. And it's in Winter Park. And so we're going to be filming that in a couple of weeks.
Very good. Hey, tell us about the turf seminar that you attended.
Well, I was very excited about this. We have a lot of turf choices in Florida. And so this is a new one. It's an improved St. Augustine turf grass, which is being developed by the University of Florida's turf grass breeding program. And it is being grown by Sod Solutions. And it's a very distinctive blue-green color. It has excellent resistance to gray leaf spot, large patch, and take all root rot. And you know, we have that here in Florida.
Yes, we do.
So it's something that we need to be looking for. Additionally, it's got good shade tolerance and dense canopy, and it's more competitive against weeds compared to Floritam. So we were learning all about it. It's being grown and trademarked. It's all over the South in Texas, Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, and Florida. So I'm looking forward to seeing how it does. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, that's the same thing. It's called Citra Blue, and it's beautiful color, and that's one of the things that really sells you on it. And when you see it out in the fields and the plots, there's no doubt that it's a different type of St. Augustine. And we also have another one called Pro Vista, which has been out for over a year now. A lot of people asking about that one, too. And it claims less mowing, shade tolerance, and you have some different weed control options with that one. That's developed by Scotts. So we have two new St. Augustines. But, you know, I am always leery. I'm going to be honest with you. I've seen St. Augustines come and go. You remember Captiva. I have not heard anything else about Captiva. It was developed by the University of Florida. Supposed to have shade tolerance, supposed to have chinch bug tolerance, things of that nature. It's just kind of faded away. And there's been others over the years. So, you know, I say, you know, if you want, try it. It's probably going to cost you a little bit more. But then just stay alert to what some of the problems might be. I like to give these grasses about a year or two in the hands of the homeowner. They can be in experimental plots all you want, and they don't get subjected to the things that they get at in the home areas. So,
so the homeowners are the dangerous ones, right?
Well, you know, the experimental plots, they're groomed, they're manicured, they're treated. When it gets in the home yard, they're abused.
Yeah, that's true. And then you can never account for the weather or, you know, practices, you know, their management practices and stuff. So,
yeah. So that's what I like to see. When they get into the home landscape for about a couple of years, then I make the final decision on. Like I said, I've seen a number of them just come and go. So Floritam has held around for a long time. Palmetto has been here a long time. Seville for shade's been here such a long time. One I really liked was Delmar, and Delmar did well. It came out very high in the university recommendation, and it just disappeared. I think the growers didn't want to grow it. I don't know.
I don't know either. I do remember Delmar and why it's not here anymore. So, well, this is being developed by Dr. Kevin Kenworthy of the University of Florida. So I'm just going to stay in touch with it and see when it's out. I'm going to maybe try it in a couple of places. And I'll give you, in a year or so, I'll give you my my thoughts on it.
Okay, well, that sounds good. No doubt about it. Now, you're always trying new things, and you have a whole bunch of new plants in, right?
I do. I'm so excited about it. I always love coming home when there's plants on my doorstep. And so when I was at, we had the Zoom conference for Garden Communicators, the Association of Garden Communicators, and I was at the Zoom, but I wasn't there personally, but I won the prize of a slow mound Mugo pine. And this is a small conifer that only gets to be about 2 feet tall and about 2 feet wide and is zoned to zone 8.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I don't expect to have it long, but for a few months, for a year or so, I think, especially through the wintertime, and through, you know, hopefully these next June or July, I will have it and I will see how it does.
Decorated for Christmas.
I will.
I love the name of this one, Pinus mugomugus. And it was one of my favorites up north. You know, we used it a lot in the northern landscapes in Maryland, for instance. And it's just a nice little round, dainty pine tree. But regretfully here, you may have to move up and live where Beverly lives. And
well, then, you know, when I talk about that, because I always like to buy a blue spruce every couple of years and put it in my yard. And so it's just, it doesn't survive. It doesn't take the humidity and the heat. But for about 8 months, I have a blue spruce in my yard. And so I call it my $75 annual. And that's just a choice I make.
Yeah, I understand. It's just like us trying some of the Lilac varieties and things like that.
Oh, exactly. But I know that going into it, so that's not a bad thing. You know, we're coming up on a break. We have Joni's Corner coming up next. If you have a gardening question, now is the time to call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-975-1374 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374. 800-975-1374.
This year, the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's is everywhere. Every suburban sidewalk, every busy avenue, every scenic path, everywhere. All of us are raising funds for one goal: a world without Alzheimer's and all other dementia. Because this disease isn't waiting, neither are you. Take the first step on your walk right now. Go to alz.org/walk and join the movement.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Good morning. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And you know what, Tom? I have not been to the Orange County Extension Office in years. The Exploration Gardens there are amazing. It is such a beautiful botanical garden, educational. And I even got to see some of the vegetables that Ed Rawls was bragging about.
Oh, very good. Are they as good as he says?
They are. If you have not been to the Orange County Extension Gardens, I think everybody should just go by and walk through. It's really inspiring. It's designed beautifully, and they have it all broken up in different themes, which is a big favorite design of mine. But the vegetable gardens look incredible.
Well, that's great. I haven't been there in about 6 months to walk in the gardens. I've been to the Extension Center, but, you know, with the pandemic and everything, the different lockdown levels. But the garden is open, and so you can go ahead and walk through and check out everything.
It is. It's very nice. And so I had the opportunity, Tia Silvasi, who is the residential hort agent there for the Orange County Extension Office, she gave a wonderful talk on creating a wildflower meadow garden. And that's what they have at the Exploration Gardens, a meadow garden. So, but it's just a great time of the year in the fall to plant wildflower seeds for next spring. You can't plant wildflowers unless you transplant, but it's the best time of the year is right now during October. So I thought we'd discuss how to create that wildflower meadow.
Yeah, let me tell you one of my favorites, and that's the annual phlox, the little one, the Phlox drummondii out of Texas, and you have to plant it during the fall. It is an amazing wildflower because we plant it during the dry time, and that thing flowers its head off in the spring. So we need to prep the soil a little bit, do we?
Well, you know, you just need to make sure that there's no weeds there, that it's completely flat, and you want to take your rake and rake it out and just kind of like tickle the soil. You know, you don't have to really dig deep or rototill. We don't recommend that. And just sprinkle the wildflower seeds on top and then take your rake and turn it over. And I'm talking about the metal rake that has the real heavy tines on it.
Right.
And just take it and turn it upside down and pat it gently with the rake or your hand or your palm, and then water it in. And you could do that around plants that you already have growing in the ground.
Yeah. Do you have a certain selection of wildflowers that you like?
I do. And, you know, wherever I go, no matter where I am in the United States, when I'm traveling, I always love to take pictures of the wildflowers. And so I love Liatris. Some people say Liatris, but it's Liatris. And it has a beautiful purple cone flower, kind of where it's columnar, I should say, columnar flower. And it just looks beautiful waving in the wind. And it's a little tall, so it's a good backdrop plant. And then also I like the love grasses, and they're so frilly and delicate. And then one of the ones that I learned about today, and I've never seen it in the wild in Florida, is the rayless, that means no rays, rayless sunflower. And You know what color it is, Tom? It is a deep burgundy black.
Wow.
I'm definitely going to put it in my Jardinier Noir garden, my black garden. And it looks incredible in the mixed garden, and it's a good for a wildflower meadow plant. Good for October, Halloween.
Yeah, I like Coreopsis, Gallardia, Rebecca. They're some of my favorites, Black-Eyed Susan.
Black-eyed Susans, I love those. Just the kind of the perennial butterfly garden. And we'll be using some of those plants for the Flip My Florida Yard. And so it's just very important that you put it in now so that they have time to go through the dry weather in the wintertime, and they can come up next spring, and then you'll have all the butterflies. And we'll be posting, I'll be posting some pictures on our Facebook page and some instructions. And, you know, take an opportunity to, you know, take a course at any of the extension offices if they have one outside or one online.
Yeah, I figured we'll call you Teresa Wildflower Seed.
I love it. Well, you know, you can get seeds from the Florida Association of Native Nurseries, and that's FANN, F-A-N-N, and just you can Google that, and it will tell you all of the native nurseries here in the state of Florida. And, of course, here in Central Florida, we have Biosphere and the Green Isle Gardens. And so you can get native seeds there or transplants, and that, those are good. You can also go to floridawildflower.org. And you can buy wildflower seeds in bulk. If you have a meadow in your property, if you have at the front of your house, the street, you want to put some wildflower seeds like the Department of Transportation does, you can get bulk wildflower seeds there. And it's important, Tom, for people to remember that the wildflower seeds should come from Florida, because we want to do that. Now, the Florida flock, or the Texas phlox, does very well, and it looks beautiful. But most we should just concentrate on Florida native wildflowers.
Yeah. You know, the story about the annual phlox is that the ladies from the Florida Federation of Garden Clubs used to take the seeds with them when they traveled, whether it be by car, train, or whatever, and this is the folklore with it, and they just toss them out the window as they went by, and that's how you see a lot of them got started. That's the folklore behind it.
But there you go.
That native phlox is everywhere. It's amazing.
It is, and it's gorgeous, and it comes back every year, and it multiplies. So if you can get to some of the local nurseries, there's also, you can go catalogs, and you can go on websites. And one of the attendees at the workshop this week said she had gotten her wildflowers for Florida. They were zoned 8 to 11 and for Florida through American Meadows. And she said they came up very nicely, and she was very pleased with it. So that's another one that they can get that has a good supply of wildflower seeds for zone 8 to 11 for Florida.
Okay, well, let's take us by the numbers now. If I want to have wildflowers in my yard, for instance, I go out and I rake the soil firmly. Is that what I do?
Yes, you just rake it and just make sure the soil's just a little bit light on the top, and then that way so that you can pat it down. So that's what you do. You just go ahead and rake it very carefully. Make sure there's no weeds in it and that you don't dig too deep.
Okay, I'm going to call you an optimist, because I want to tell you that out in my yard I've got crabgrass, I've got goosegrass, I've got spurge, I've got all these weeds. Aren't the weeds?
You have doveweed. Don't you have doveweed?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got some doveweed, too. It'll be gone out. But aren't the weeds going to come up just as well?
Not necessarily. You can put a little bit of mulch over it, just very slightly. I like to use either compost or the pine fines or the little light small chips. I don't like it to be too heavy. But, you know, the wildflower seeds start to come up very quickly when you in the fall. So I would definitely mulch it just a little bit to keep the other weeds from coming up.
Yeah, what we need to say is wildflower seeds are used to competing also. But you may want to do some hand weeding. If it's a small garden area, you might get in there and do a little bit of hand weeding also. Now, if I plant the wildflowers this year, and I've observed the ones along the roadside, are they going to come up year after year, or what do I have to do?
Sometimes they will. They, you know, it won't be the same flower coming up, you know, unless you have the rutabagias and also too, like the rayless sunflowers. They'll come back every year, the lovegrass. But lovegrass will be perennial. But they'll just keep giving. What I do, Tom, is when the flower dries off, and you got to wait till they open up. And then take them and just sprinkle them around the area where the plant is. And that will ensure that you have seeds coming back every year.
Yeah. Don't cut them down too soon is what we're saying. And you'll see the signs along the roadside, don't mow, which means they want to wait until the seeds are mature, and then they fall out, and then they can mow it a little bit later.
Exactly.
Yeah, and when you say open up, you mean after the seed pods open up, not after the flowers open up.
Right, exactly. You want to wait till the flower dies, and that's one of the things that you have to be a little bit patient and understanding, is because that flower looks like it's dead, and you're going to want to go and cut it off, but you don't want to do that. You want to wait till it dies and dries out, and then the seed pods actually open up, and then you can take that flower head, and you can just crush it underneath your fingers all around the area where you'd like them, or spread them in another area.
Yep.
And that'll
now
be
Now, we can plant wildflowers year-round, and if you can get transplants, you can do them just about year-round. But right now is the seeding time. Is that correct?
That's correct. And what I heard such a great bit of advice from Tia, and I never thought about it this way, but she says if you will go to a native nursery every month, you will see what's blooming that month, and you can buy either the seeds or the plants, and so that way all through the year you will have something blooming.
Okay. Now we're typical gardeners. What about watering and fertilizing?
You want to water, especially during the dry season. You want to make sure we can water once a week during the winter time here. And so make sure that it does get watered. But I wouldn't water it too much, and don't worry about them, because they like to be dry usually here in Florida, and that's what brings them up in the springtime. So fertilizing, I would just fertilize when you're doing your yard, just every 3 months or so, just put down a fertilizer. You know, even with your lawn fertilizer, it would take the same kind of fertilization. So I wouldn't go too heavy on it. They're used to competing, they're used to struggling and being nutrient deprived, and sometimes they thrive better and look better when they don't get as much nutrients.
Okay. You've got me really thinking here. One of my favorites when I was a kid was buttercups. Do you remember buttercups?
I do. I love buttercups.
But I don't think we can grow them here, right?
We can't. No, they have to be zoned. So that's important. You want to, especially it's still right plant, right place is the mantra. The Florida friendly landscaping is still, you want to make sure you do that. So look and see what zones they are and make sure they're zoned for 8 to 11 and for Florida. So Tom, I'm going to have my October newsletter, which is going out this weekend. We'll have more information and links for wildflower meadows. So I'll post those. And I want to encourage everyone within 2 hours of Orlando, if you want to have an enjoyable afternoon, get great design ideas, find new plants, or learn how to make a wildflower meadow, you want to visit the University of Florida's Orange County Extension Exploration Gardens. Ed and all the gang over there has done a great job. So
good. All right. Probably break time.
We're going to a break. If you have a gardening question, now is the time to call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. We already have them coming in, and people are waking up. Good morning. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I'm Laurel Lee, Florida's Secretary of State. Our state and nation depend on voters who are well-informed. Learning about candidates and issues is extremely important. But beware of misinformation that may seem true, but comes from false or misleading reports seeking to polarize voters. Don't believe everything you read or hear. If something doesn't seem right, seek trusted sources and verify the facts. Visit FloridaElection2020.gov and see how we're protecting you and your vote.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Good morning, I'm Teresa Watkins. If you have a gardening question, now's the time to call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. We have one of my favorite parts of the program is Joni's Corner, and she's coming right now. Good morning, Joni.
Good morning. Thank you.
You're on.
Now?
Yes,
okay.
You're
good. Okay.
Gotta wake her up. Keep her going.
I'm not sleeping, dear. Okay. What you have in your yard might not be quite what you think it is. How about this one? Just like people, plants are not always quite what they seem. Some plants are well named by their color, while others got their names from what they might look like. What you see on a plant's tag might not be what you expect it to be. Like the sago palm. It certainly looks like a palm, but it isn't a palm at all. It's a cycad. Cycads are an old world plant, as old as maybe even older than the, got this one?
Yep, I've got it.
Dinosaur.
Oh, I thought it was going to be you. Oh.
You're in trouble. Again.
Oh, okay. No.
This would make cycads at least 300 million years old from the Jurassic period of time.
Yeah, you aren't quite that old.
When the program is over, dear, you're in trouble. Even though they are often confused with palms, rightfully so, they do look like them. Cycads are much more primitive and by their evolution basically very different. Check with your local garden center for other members of the cycad family, like the cardboard palm and others that we can grow here. As you probably know by now, the Florida state tree is the, what is it?
Cabbage palm.
Yeah, cabbage palm.
Cabbage or sable palm. But it's not a tree at all. It's a palm. It would be nice if Florida would actually name a tree for that distinction, and that's a state palm also. But I'm sure they have much more important things to do in Tallahassee.
Yep.
The ponytail palm isn't a palm, but a member of the lily family. Would you believe it?
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
And native to the Mexican deserts. In a medium-sized pot, it will stay a foot or so tall about forever, but put it in the ground. And in a few years, you will have a plant 10 feet tall.
Ours is about 15 going on 20.
Yeah, I know. This is a nice, tough, and very unusual plant. A real attention getter. Another plant is the false heather. At least they named this fairly well, false heather. It's nice, nice, tough plant with purple flowers that does well in pots or in the ground. But it isn't a heather at all. It's a kufia and a member of this loosestrife family. If you search around, you may find it in other colors, like white, pink, or deep rose.
Very good, Joni. You know, I was thinking about that ponytail palm, supposed ponytail plant, we'd be better calling it. But ours started off as just a little plant, a little pot, and now 30 years later, it is about 20 feet tall, pretty much. And the base is so,
I'm telling you, Tom, at the landscape show, I have seen them bring them in on a flatbed that they had to take the doors down from the convention center to get it in. It was that tall. It gets huge. And I cringe when I drive by houses that have them planted at the front door or right next to the foundation. They get huge.
I've seen them push a wall out. Joni and I were at one house where around the pool they had a wall, and the ponytail had pushed the wall out. That's how the base of that plant. It was just amazing. Hey, let me do this one question here, and it says, good morning. Is it too late to plant carrots from seeds? Actually, it is the starting time to plant carrots from seeds. So you have all the way through February, so you're okay. Go to it. Plant your carrots.
There you go. Yeah. Wonderful timing. That was a great question.
Yep. You got a phone call?
I do. We have Keith in Lake Mary. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. How are you?
Hello.
We're great.
Hi, Tom. Hey, I have a question. Every year my pepper plants get these little, I guess they're microscopic bugs on them or something that make the leaves crinkle up.
Yes.
And really stunts the growth of these. And is it safer soap that can...
Yep, those are called aerified mites. They're very small, something like 1/125th of an inch long. You don't even see them. You can't see them. I mean, you could if you had maybe a strong lens or something. But, yeah, you would want to go through and use either an insecticidal soap or neem oil. And I've used both, and both work. But you got to get to them early because once they start curling the leaves, you're way behind. But you can get them under control, and you're going to have to use it, yes.
Yeah, so my how can I do something preventively? Can I just spray every couple of weeks and that would help prevent them from...
Yeah, you probably could. I just wait until I see the first sign, and you can't miss that little bit of crinkling. It starts right down in the center. That's where they affect the plants. They affect the new growth as it starts to come out.
Yeah, okay, because, man, every year they ruin my peppers.
I know.
This
I get
year,
them, too.
I'm going to get them.
We're in the same club. I understand.
Thank you so much, Keith.
Okay, Teresa, I got a question for you here especially. It says, Teresa, we have a country path and some spots along the way to put plants. Our house is country. We want to know what country plants we can put along it. We want a low flower and something that will establish and stay. Part sun, part shade. What are they going to do, Teresa?
Well, you have a number of different, plants to choose from. I would kind of look and see what kind of colors you want, but you can use little bits of daylily, a little bit of irises, society garlic. You can use cat whiskers, which has a low plant, but their flowers come up high and it kind of softens pathways. So those are some of the choices. I even don't mind, plumbago a little bit, put it on like the side and just have different heights along the pathway there. Blue Days is another choice that will take a little bit of shade. And so just mix up the colors. And that's what a cottage garden is. Different colors, different heights, different textures.
Yeah, and Joni's false heather there might not be a bad selection.
Oh, no, that's a great choice, too. Yeah, Mexican heather, also called false heather, is another good choice. And all the butterflies love them, and the bees love them, too, as well.
Yeah, yeah. Now, something that's more temporary but would look nice would be pentas, for instance.
I would love pentas. And, they do take a little bit of shade, especially in the afternoon. So you can just put them right on the edge if you have it. But they do love full sun. Now, here's what I like. I mean, if you're going to have the white pentas and the pink pentas and the lavender pentas, that's good. But when I have my reds, I like the deep, solid reds. I like the old original pentas. I don't like the ones with the white in the center.
Yeah, no, I like the old one also, and they seem to bring in the hummingbirds and butterflies.
They do, and they get bigger, too. They grow a little big, and they last every year. I mean, it's just, you can put them in 3 years, 4 years from now, they'll still be growing. So I really like the original pentas. So those are some good choices there, and maybe I'll post some more on Facebook for cottage gardens, because I love my themed gardening here. So I have no calls. Do we have another text?
We have text, so why don't we take a break right now? We'll get that
taken.
We'll get a call in during that time, probably.
There you go. So if you have a gardening question, now's the time to call us at 407-916-5400 or text Tom, keep him busy, at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
I'm a father.
I'm an aunt.
I'm a neighbor.
I'm a veteran.
But out here, on the water,
I'm operating the boat.
A boat operator.
I'm a safe operator.
The operator.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, you only have one job. Keep everyone safe.
always scan the water, and be aware of your surroundings. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
If you have a gardening question, now it's time to give us a call at 407-916-5400, 916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. I wanted to tell you the Florida native plants that I got from Plant Delights. It's one of my favorite nurseries. It's a catalog. It's free. They always have a wonderful collector's catalog that you can get. And so, Tom, the Florida natives that I got was one, the White Star Grass. Are you familiar with it? It's a sedge see in the ditches. It looks like a exploding fire rocket. It is white, and it comes up in the early springtime, and it is amazing. It's good for ditches, shoreline areas, wet areas, wetlands. I'm going to put it underneath my gutter so that it gets a lot of water in the summertime, but then it goes dry in the winter, so it'll be a good choice for that. My other one is a scarlet calamint. Scarlet calamint, and it kind of reminds me of a kufia or a type of cigar plant, but it's red and it looks gorgeous. And so that's a Florida native too as well. And then I got two types of Indian pinks. Are you familiar with Indian pinks?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
I love them. Aren't they so pretty?
And they are so pretty.
They're easy to grow. And one, of course, I had to get because it was called the Little Redhead. And and then the
like
second
that.
One, yeah, that fits, doesn't it? Anything with red hair or freckles, I'm in on. And
you're
so
on.
The other one is called Ragin' Cajun, and that's the Spigelia marilandica. Those are called Indian pinks. And then the last one is not a Florida native, but I just had to get it. It's a wavy scale cloak fern, and it looks like a button fern, only it's crinkly and it turns brown in the winter, and it's for the Southwest, and so we'll see how it goes. I'm going to keep it in a clay pot, see if I keep it dry enough, it'll do well. So we've got
a
call from Tom in Inverness. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Yes, earlier when you were speaking about the wildflower seeds, my mother passed away about 10 years ago, and she had these bags of wildflower seeds out in the garage, and I inherited some of them after the funeral. So I've had them now for probably 10 years after that. How long can you keep seeds like that before they just you can't do anything with them?
Well, Tom, you can keep them forever. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Now, whether they're viable or not.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would throw them out there and see what happens if you've got an area. I don't want you to think that you're going to have a lot of success, but it's not going to hurt to put them out.
Yeah. Some of these seeds, the wildflower seeds, grow almost like weed seeds. So you know how long weed seeds will last. So there's hope there. Let's put it that way.
She has some seeds in this one bag, and she wrote on it ticks. These seeds,
oh, tick seed.
They look like ticks. I don't have an idea what they do once they bloom, you know, once you plant them.
And you're sure they're seeds, right?
Yeah, they're not ticks. They look like ticks, actually. They have stripes on them, and you know. But yeah. Do you know anything about those seeds, tick seeds?
They're Florida natives.
Yep, should come up and be attractive, actually, if they germinate for you. They just might. Yeah, those are pretty durable seeds.
And they can be yellow or orange. That's the Coreopsis. It's the Florida State wildflower. And so I would try it and give us a go and let us know how you do.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Tom, if you want to, you could just try a few in a pot and see if they're going to germinate and so you don't sow them all, maybe.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll do that.
All right. Thank you so much. Tom, the next hour, you have Lance Walheim. He's a spokesman for BioAdvance. He's going to be joining us. And if you've never asked a gardening question, why don't you give us a call? 407-916-5400. Or you can text Tom at 23680. Stay tuned for hour number two. We're glad you're with us. I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners, do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.